Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is Monday, June 5th, 2023. It is 6:19 Eastern Standard Time. Aries, you might find yourself energetically or mentally tied up when it comes to something to do with deceit. Either you or someone you know has been manipulating or doing something to block someone from being able to have some clarity. Maybe somebody's waiting for a decision from you, and you are not giving it to them. It could be that simple. Maybe you are waiting on a decision from someone else or someone's behavior to change. And there's some things going on around them that are blocking them from having the ability to see things clearly, okay? Enjoy personal growth and everything that comes with it. This is not the time to really be focusing on anything other than yourself. And that's not to be selfish, that's to be healthy, right? That's to really pay attention to your dreams and the things that you want. And when I say dreams, I don't really mean like, hey, I fell asleep and you won't believe what I saw in my dream state. I'm talking about, what were you once passionate about? What were your dreams? Where did you see yourself? What was your five-year plan 20 years ago kind of deal? Shift your perception a little bit better too, right? And be more out in the sun when possible. It's important to realize that you're not alone. We're never, ever alone. We all have ancestors, soul tribes, soul courts, and they're always, no matter what we do in this life, they're always there to love us, forgive us, and guide us. You also are being triggered to ground your energy. Spend some time in nature. Actually see your seeds growing. And what do I mean by that? I mean, check in with yourself, right? Check in with those goals. Check in with those dreams, those aspirations. Where did you see yourself? Where should you have been at this point, right? Every now and then I get pissed at myself and I start having Tourette's when I'm by myself, like going off sometimes. And it's because I'm not where I want to be, or I get frustrated because I'm in alignment with everything, but this happens, that happens. And then I kind of release all that negative energy alone in privacy without attacking anyone or blaming anyone, but just letting it all filter through. I also do that a lot because I am a Heyoka empath, right? I'm like a sponge. I absorb the energy of everyone around me, including the individuals who send me negative vibes, negative thoughts. Remember, spell work is not just candle work, graveyard work, dolls and all that greatness. It's negative thoughts sent to someone. If you're focusing on someone, anyone, whether you are a psychic or not, and you are thinking negative things, you're sending those vibrations out. You're pulling on their energy, giving them that level of attention, and they can feel it. And even if they can't feel it consciously, their energy is receiving it. Trust me. So it's important to keep yourself clean and pay attention to how your life is going. Analyze things, right? If we get negative vibes sent to us through thoughts or through spell work, and if you are conscious of how you feel with your intuition versus your thoughts, you'll let those things flow right through your mouth out into the universe and be done with, right? Whenever I have like I'm going off, I'm flipping out, but I'm by myself when I'm doing it, I'm doing that so I can release all the bull crap sent to me energetically. Sometimes it's spell work. Sometimes it's people's negative thoughts or their desires or intentions for me, right? Like if somebody sees me in the supermarket and we don't click and all of a sudden I'm in their head and they're, blah, 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 you know, they're running their mouth in their head or they're texting so-and-so, I just saw so-and-so and blah, 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 significant. You will receive that at some point, even if it's like a week later. Sometimes, depending on your vibration, you'll receive it before they do it, right? That was my number one problem going through my ascension, is I would get so much information before
stuff would happen. And I'd go off almost immediately right on that person. And they'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then years later, or months later, or weeks later, something will happen. And they'd be like, oh, shit. You know, and they won't tell you. They won't bring it up. They won't be like, oh, by the way, when you went off on me and I said you were wrong for going off on me a couple of days later, XYZ 123 happened. You know, they're going to keep that to themselves. But they know and I know, right? That's that kind of energy here. Go off to yourself. The best way to do it is just go for a ride. Take deep breaths in and go through all your thoughts, right? Go through your thoughts like they're conversations or like you're going through your email, you know, and clean through it. That's the overall energy right now as we're transitioning and we're really, really hot and heavy into solstice. All that negative stuff is being bled out, meaning they're twisting and turning, you know, like when you're wringing out an article of clothing that is wet, or like a towel, to drain the excess water. That's basically what the energy is doing right now to everybody. So breathe, push so you can see clearly, and focus on your long term. Focus on happiness. Focus on the divine, right? Every time I come to the store, I want an empty parking space in this area. This is how I know I'm not by myself when I come here. And it's just like validation that you guys are working with me. Every time I come here, I want this. Engage with them all day, every day, right? Enjoy your day. Oh, I don't plan on doing karmic energy reads, but for those of you where you're not having a difficulty seeing forward, your crown chakra is not being attacked, you're not feeling drained or tied down or energetically restricted, you may be involved in doing this to someone else. So check your thoughts, check your motives, check your intentions, and make sure you're not the cause of this in someone else's life. And if you are, send those corrected vibes out. Right? Fix yourself before solstice hits us, because solstice ain't playing around with this type of vibe. And if you are the person who's receiving this, just clean your energy, transmute that stuff, and just keep in mind, as we get closer and closer to solstice, the individuals doing this to you will be going through this amplified somehow, some way, in some part of their life. If not directly, then indirectly, right? Like maybe their child or their lover will be dealing with these things, and they'll see it in them, probably more drastic than they're seeing it within you, and they'll recognize who's doing what. Right? It doesn't matter who it happened to first. It's who got it the worst sometimes. Sometimes, because if you have really good karma, you know, your ancestors have that ability to kind of help out when possible.